Today is Sunday, January 6th, 2018, and this...
Las Vegas is the most enchanting place there is. A place where tigers are liberated from their dirty jungles and acrobats can make a living.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 630. Las Vegas, Nevada!
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great. We had a week off last week.
It feels like we haven't recorded in a really long time.
I know. It was before Christmas, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to talk about this week. Oh, this is our big 13th anniversary spectacular show.
Oh, I know. What special things do you have planned for it?
We're bringing back all of our past guests.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be here special in studio. We have highlight clips from every year of the podcast, and we're going to be making a big announcement that the show is going to be broadcasting twice daily for the rest of the year.
No, we're not. None of those things.
All those things are lies. I put absolutely no special effort into this show in keeping with our anniversary tradition. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, happy 13th podcast anniversary, regardless of putting no effort into this particular episode.
What do we get each other for 13th anniversary?
This is the, I don't know.
Is this stationary?
I don't know what 13 is for, I don't know. I should come up with a list of podcast anniversary gift items, but I don't know what 13 would be. Maybe,
wood?
Whatever you want. All right, so with that, starting off on that note, we've got a big show. We've got some news to get caught up on from the last couple weeks. We've got a bunch of phone calls, and we went to Vegas, so we're going to have some trip report stuff, which is exciting. I'm excited to talk to relive our fun times.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the bad times, too.
Oh, there were some good times, there were some bad times, but yep. Mostly good.
Mostly good. Okay, so before we jump into the news, we're going to review L.A. to Vegas, too. We're going to do that in a minute. But first... as always, I like to mention that this podcast is listener-supported by awesome people. Our Patreon patrons, and they include Christopher Alvarez, Matt Kusowitz, who's probably getting his name butchered right now, William Palmer, Chris Blank, Nicholas Holding, Craig Cornwall, Brian Gilman, and Tony McKay. Thank you to all of those fine folks and all of our Patreon patrons. If you're wondering what this is about, people who support the show on an ongoing monthly basis get some bonus content as our way of saying thank you. Some of our fine listeners are going to be or have been receiving postcards in the mail. Long overdue. Check out patreon.com/500 for details. And thank you to all of our Patreon patrons for supporting us over the past year. We do appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
All right. So there's a new sitcom on Fox called LA to Vegas. And I thought we would talk about that briefly since the first episode finally aired. They've been advertising this thing for months.
Mm-hmm.
I think like World Series they were advertising this.
Yeah.
They finally pulled it out as a mid-season replacement. It's on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's a 30-minute sitcom. It is the story of a flight from L.A. to Vegas and the regular cast of characters that are on that flight each week. So like poker degenerates and strippers and things like that, as well as the crew. So what did you think of the first episode?
I enjoyed it.
It was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I did not have high expectations.
Oh, I had no, and it wasn't by any means great, but it was watchable.
Yeah.
For network TV.
Exactly.
I generally hate network sitcoms. Most of them are so incredibly bad, but there were, it had enough.
I mean, it's not The Good Place, but. No,
that's a really cleverly written show. This one is a more typical sitcom, but it had some moments and, you know, set your brain aside for 30 minutes and you can be entertained by it.
It wasn't super Vegas-y.
No. It's almost all on the plane.
Yeah. They made a few references to it, and some of the characters are, like you said, the gambling degenerates and the strippers. But you didn't see any Vegas scenery, so if you're watching for that, they might get into that later. I don't know, but
I suspect at some point they're going to have to branch out beyond just the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably see some more of that, as you said.
Yeah. You've already mined it for sound clips.
I know. So. I already pulled a sound clip. I figured I would do that. I was curious to see how this show did, so I pulled up information on the ratings, and it did very well. It was Fox's best Tuesday sitcom of the season, and it was their best Tuesday night overall in a year and a half. So it might stick around longer than I would have expected based solely on the previews and the commercials. And I think it might make it through the season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pilots are always a little different once a show starts hitting a groove, if it's allowed to hit a groove.
That's true. They have to introduce the characters and you have to kind of figure things out. So it usually takes a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So,
especially if you only have like a half hour, including commercial breaks.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a whole lot of character development in the pilot.
That is true. So I'll stick with it. You know, it's like I said, set your brain aside and you can be entertained by it. And there might, I'm hoping that there's more, kind of more Vegas aspects of it to come, but we'll see. I don't think they've been filming anything in Las Vegas, so probably not at least this season, but we'll see. Do you have any prediction on the, where you would set the over under on number of episodes?
I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to get renewed.
So it'll be back next year?
I think so.
All right.
I think the next few weeks are important because it had good numbers this week, but people, if it depends on if people stick with it or not.
I know everybody might decide to.
It's too early to tell is what I'm saying.
People may choose that Ellen DeGeneres game show thing, whatever that.
Oh, God, no.
I think that's its competition. I'm not sure. Anyway.
I love The Price is Right. Love it. Have loved it since my youth.
Uh-huh.
But the whole wacky, let's dump slime on people thing is not my. No.
How do you feel about Snoop Dogg doing a return of Joker's Wild?
Oh, I could be persuaded to watch that.
I think it's on already. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm fascinated by Snoop Dogg's
career. I am too. He is so entertaining.
How can somebody who is I don't know, was he convicted or just accused of murder? He was a former gang member. He's known for extreme amounts of marijuana use, and yet he's beloved. It's so strange.
He's doing specials with Martha Stewart and stuff. It's fascinating.
I think it's because he doesn't take himself seriously. And
yes.
He kind of is in on the joke.
But I like that, yeah.
Anyway, that's a little off topic here. So, I'd give a moderate thumbs up to L.A. to Vegas. I'm not going to say I loved it, but it exceeded my low expectations. All right, so let's get into some news. We'll buzz through a lot of these things. Some of these don't take a lot of discussion, but because then we can talk about our trip and get caught up on phone calls and more good stuff. All right, so the big news this week is related to Lucky Dragon, the slightly off-strip hotel on Sahara that opened about a year ago.
And we went to it once.
We did go, and at the time that it opened, we were wondering whether or not their unique strategy of catering to a very niche market was going to pan out. They decided they're going to go all in on Asian gamblers. So all their signage was in, I don't know if it's in Chinese. I'm assuming it's in Chinese. All their restaurants are Asian. It's entirely aimed at catering to that market. It has not worked.
No.
The casino and all the restaurants closed a few days ago. So all that's left open is the hotel and, oddly enough, the gift shop. They must have been pulling in enough money from people running down to the gift shop to buy, cough syrup and whatever else, that that's remaining open. The resort issued a statement saying the closures are temporary and that they are repurposing. First they said reorganizing, but then I think everybody assumed that they were going through bankruptcy proceedings, because that's usually
the word that they use.
So they changed it and reissued the statement saying repurposing. We'll see. I don't have high hopes for this place under its current.
What about repurposing, adding a dolphin display or
a dolphin theme? They could replace the giant that giant swirly dragon above the bar with like
cute, like a giant cute dolphins.
Oh, an actual live dolphins?
Yeah.
Well, that would be something.
Uh-huh.
All right. So that's your is that?
No.
We're not doing our Vegas wishes until next week, but that could be one of your Vegas wishes.
No.
A porpoise themed hotel. I don't know what to think of that.
And they're two different things, but I just want, I don't know.
What, porpoises and dolphins?
Yeah.
They are?
I think so.
I have no idea.
Someone will school us on that,
I'm sure. Please don't. We'll look it up on Wikipedia if we really care. I love when we talk about stupid shit like this, and then I get flooded with tweets and emails from people who want to make sure that I know exactly what
actually.
Yeah. No.
I was just making a really, really bad joke.
Really didn't care. All right. We speculated about Lucky Dragon. A few weeks ago, we talked about how Virgin Hotels is pursuing a Las Vegas resort and casino. And we thought Lucky Dragon might be a leading candidate based on its size and proximity to the Strip. And now I think that it kind of increases, at least in my mind, that maybe that's the way this is going to go. But again, time will tell. We haven't heard much about that since the original article came out. So we shall see. We will keep we'll keep an eye on this. I'm interested to see whether or not it really does, the casino and restaurants do reopen. If so, I'm sure that the restaurants will be vastly different, a little bit more variety. You know, there was a report a few weeks ago about the North Strip. I think it was in Las Vegas Sun. And the reporter who covered it said that over several visits to Lucky Dragon on different nights of the week, there was rarely anyone in the restaurants. So it's not a huge shock based on that. But having the casino closed is a little bit surprising. I guess the only reason the hotel is really open is they're fully booked for CES, which is this week, and maybe some of the other conferences and things coming up. But we'll see if that survives or how this plays out, and we'll be discussing it further. All right.
I want to see it do well. It's a nice place, but there's just no activity there.
Yeah. They're clearly finding out they need to cater to a larger audience, and that just going after that small niche is not going to work out. Now, people have wondered about what the effects on Resorts World will be, because that's an Asian theme hotel, but I don't think they're going whole hog into just catering to Asian gamblers. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of a themed thing. The other difference there is that they have a big database. They'll be able to bring people in based on...
And it's going to be a spectacle.
Yeah.
It's going to be something new and crazy, and right, people are going to want to see it just for the,
yeah, like the other themed hotels.
Yeah.
So whereas this, and they may change things. I know the Resorts World has already pared down some of its plans. I think like the panda display and stuff like that, that's gone. That's not going to happen. But
Monkey Poker Dome?
There's always hope. Yeah. So that it's a little bit different. Lucky Dragon, it's not like they had any big, anything to really draw you in that was like a big attraction of any sort. So I think Resorts World will be a little bit different.
I just remember having a very good drink at the bar.
It was fine. It wasn't good enough to go, we have to have this again.
No.
So, all right, let's move on to happier news. In an interview recently with a Boston television station, Joe Perry from Aerosmith included news of an upcoming Las Vegas residency. Here's what he said.
We're gearing up for a stand in Vegas.
So a residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's in 2018 too?
That's going to start in the fall.
So sometime a few months down the line, we're going to be seeing Aerosmith. Now, obviously, sweet, nothing has been revealed as far as number of shows.
Or location.
Residency gets thrown around a lot now, and sometimes it means like, oh, they're playing two weekends in a row. I suspect this will be a little bit more than that. And then, as far as you, like you said, location, who knows? Park Theater seems to always be at the top of the discussion list now, because they've been signing popular acts like Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. So that's certainly an option. The Joint at Hard Rock seems like they are overdue.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't, for a while there, they were in a nice groove with bringing in Def Leppard and Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue, fairly big bands to do, you know, a month at a time. So I wouldn't be completely shocked if it was there. Planet Hollywood's Axis Theater is always in the mix. for getting pretty big acts. So time will tell on this one as well, and we will keep an eye on it. Would you be interested in seeing an Aerosmith yes. residency? I would too. They are one of the few bands of that era that I have that are like still around, that are in essentially their original form, and that I've not seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, we saw them once in a cameo appearance, but
yes, we saw them do what, like one or two songs, but
with Cheap Trick.
Yeah. So I would, yeah, I'd be interested in this. So yeah, this is good. I'm pleased with this development. I'm pleased with the whole residency trend.
Mm-hmm.
I like that there are a lot of acts that are coming in that are interesting, and it's kind of, you know, I'm more into the music thing than the big production show. So
yeah, and I like that people see it as a way to extend their careers as opposed to this is where my career goes to die.
Right. Yeah, it's changed quite a bit, especially now. Like Lady Gaga, of all the acts, I think that are, I would say Pitbull to an extent too, even though mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of his. Even before, and Bruno Mars. Okay, yeah. So those are the acts.
They're huge. I mean, they're before, still.
They're still relevant.
Yeah, as like far Bruno as, Mars just released a single with Cardi B.
They're still making hits. So yeah. Like, even though a lot of the acts like Britney Spears and some of those, Jennifer Lopez, even though mm-hmm. they're more current than what you think of as far as Las Vegas headliners.
Yeah.
You know, though, Britney Spears peaked 15 years ago, really, probably, as far as her hit making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she hasn't had a big album or single.
Yeah.
But
these are acts that are currently still putting out mm-hmm. Music that's getting played and stuff. So it's good to see that that's happening.
Come on, Pink.
Oh, it'll happen eventually. I'm very excited that it's just I'm very excited about the Lady Gaga thing, because I think that opens the door for more people to go, oh, mm-hmm. this is a good option. And then the Adele rumor is always floating around mm-hmm. too, and that would be huge. All right. Entertainment of another nature, obviously not our thing, but a big deal for Las Vegas in general is the electronic music scene. And each year, Wynn Las Vegas around this time reveals its lineup of DJs for the year. So the 2018 DJ lineup from Wynn has been released. And much like last year, I thought we'd have a little fun with it. And I mm-hmm. will read through the list. And I've dropped in two completely fictitious acts, and you can try to determine. Yep, that's how we did it. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Remember, so you were preparing this.
So last year I fucked up because I made up something, and then it turned out it was an actual thing,
uh-huh.
and a few people got very excited about it until we revealed that it wasn't, and then
mm-hmm.
so I did a Google search at least for my fake names.
And one of your fake names ended up being real.
I know. I had to nix DJ Egregious from the list because that was a thing.
I love that name, though.
I know. It's a really good name. All right. So a lot of these acts are returning, not only from 2017, but Afrojack. That's one I recognize, even though mm-hmm. I have no idea what he does. He's been gone for several years and is returning to Wynn. And then there's a bunch of new ones as well. So let's roll through these.
Okay.
And at the end, you can tell me which two you think are completely made up. Okay. We've got Alesso, The Chainsmokers, David Guetta,
mm-hmm.
Dylan Francis, Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike, Diplo, DJ Snake, Flostradamus, Immunity, Kygo, Lost Kings, Major Lazer, Marshmello, these names are so fucking ridiculous, Nicky Romero, R.L. Grime, Robin Schulz, Slander, Yellow Claw, Zen Freeman, Black Coffee, Cheat Codes, Galantis, Jamie Jones, Jaws, that's spelled J-A-U-Z.
I prefer clever. Jaws 3D.
I know you do. Slushy with two eyes. Solomon, The Spaniels, and Valentino Khan. Which two are not real DJ names, or at least not real DJ names I'm aware of, that will be playing Wynn Las Vegas and its nightclubs in 2018?
I'm going to say Immunity and Slander.
Ooh, you got Immunity correct. And what's the other one?
Slander.
Slander is an actual act
uh-huh.
that we'll be playing.
Okay.
I'll give you one more guess.
Black Coffee?
No, that's real.
Okay.
There's a new one. The Spaniels.
The Spaniels.
That is a fake name.
Nice.
I have fun with that. We should do this every week. All right. So that's your 2018 Wynn Las Vegas DJ lineup. If you are into De Klerb, you can see those acts.
I'm just sad DJ Egregious won't be.
I know. I wanted to have that one on the list. All right, moving along, there is a new entertainment venue, new nightclub coming to Palms. We've been talking a lot about Palms because they've been going through some major changes under new ownership. And they've been closing restaurants and opening restaurants and blah, blah, blah. Well, they've got a lot of empty nightclub space right now. And they recently closed down Ghost Bar. And they have announced a name for the new Ghost Bar replacement. I think Ghost Bar is a much better name than this new one.
I agree. And then I had a few little eye rolls at the little tagline.
Okay, Apex Social Club is the name. The whole social club thing is, I don't know why that's a draw right now.
Why is that a thing?
Yes, so they're promoting this.
I prefer an anti-social club.
I do too. They're saying the view has changed. A new social experiment is coming soon.
It sounds very Cosmo-esque.
Yeah, well, yeah, Rose Rabbit Lie is a social club. We'll see.
Do we need to have a social experiment?
No, it's not. There's nothing so experimental about it. They know exactly what the fuck they're doing, and it's been done 100 million times before. But good luck to Apex. No opening date or other details have been announced, but this is the new Ghost Bar. All right.
Good view.
Very good view.
I like a good Vegas view.
Yep. There's a bunch of stuff. Some of these next several news items are things that we encountered while we were in Las Vegas, things that we just noticed while walking around. So Todd English Pub is no longer Todd English Pub. That is the restaurant that's been at the Crystals / Aria since its opening. Now it is just the pub. Todd English has been in some trouble. I think he got busted or accused of playing grab ass with a waitress or something. Mm-hmm. Not there necessarily. I think it was one of his other restaurants outside of Las Vegas.
He seems troubled.
Some sort of harassment. So anyway, I don't know if that plays into this or not, but he is out at Todd English Pub. His other restaurant in Las Vegas, Olives at Bellagio, is closing soon to become
Spago. That's been planned for a while.
It has been, yes. So anyway, that's it. Todd English will no longer be part of the Las Vegas scene unless something else comes along for him, which I think is fine. I think he's completely...
Remember the time I had fish and chips prepared by him himself and then the waiter shamed me because I didn't eat all of them?
I know. What a dick. I'm not impressed with Todd English, so this is no loss as far as I'm concerned. Mario Batali also going through some issues lately.
Some grab-ass issues?
Yeah, we speculated recently whether this would have any effect on his restaurants at Venetian. Mm-hmm. And while walking through Venetian, we noticed that B&B Ristorante's sign had been altered so that it's like a cube that sticks out from the wall. And on the front, it has the name of the other guy, Joe Bastanich or whatever his name. I don't know. I'm getting that wrong. And then on the sides, I think it said Mario Batali, and his name is completely gone. They've blocked him out. So
understandable.
Yes, they're trying to distance themselves from him because he's been going through some issues, but the restaurants will remain. It's just that
I think there are levels of grabassery, and his was pretty bad.
Yeah. Other news, Fizz, which is the champagne bar at Caesar's Palace, that has closed.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, I'm kind of surprised it lasted this long. Isn't that the one owned by Elton John and his husband?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's gone. We learned that 3535 at the Link is no longer awesome. They quit serving specialty cocktails. They had a really great specialty cocktail
menu. Yeah, they did.
And that's kind of what set it aside from a normal lounge. Yeah, no more. It's just a regular casino lounge now.
I will have to get my specialty drinks elsewhere.
Fortunately, they're widely available.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even novel to have a specialty cocktail menu anymore. Like it's expected. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
But they had a vast menu, and yeah, now they don't. And then finally,
maybe they should have just pared it down to certain things, like their best sellers, instead of just eliminating it.
Quick and easy to put together, but still awesome. Yeah.
I could see. Like, if you've got a Cheesecake Factory menu of cocktail drinks.
Which they did. Yeah, it was massive.
Yeah.
I believe, wasn't it? It was pretty big, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been there, but that was disappointing. And then finally, downtown at the D, of course, the second level has been branded as a vintage Vegas casino since its opening. And they've kind of been moving away from that. They replaced all of the coin dropper machines except for Sigma Derby, which still remains. And then
Thank goodness. I think that will remain for a long time.
Yeah, it's very popular.
I love it.
No plans for that to go anywhere as far
as
I know.
Lots of people love it.
But they used to have different music than they had on the first level. The first level was like the pumping top 40 kind of stuff. And then upstairs was 60s, 70s And
for a while, they didn't even play anything past, 1979, and then they expanded into the 80s a little bit.
But now they're at least when we were there, they were playing the same music as downstairs. So.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't have any strong opinion, I guess. But
are you sad you won't be hearing American Pie while you gamble?
No, I won't miss that. It was just, I was a little surprised by it. I wonder how long they will keep the Vintage Vegas signs up and stuff. It seems like that's no longer applicable other than the Sigma Derby machine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Time will tell. So a few changes happening in Las Vegas, which is kind of what that city is all about. Not a big surprise.
I still like playing at B-Bar, though.
I know. Good time there.
I kind of missed the music a little bit because it was just fun hearing what would come up next.
Hearing Paul Simon and Steve Miller Band. I'm not going to go into music this week because I have a feeling I'm going to get into trouble and I don't really want to go off on that jag. I have some thoughts on Paul Simon. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. All right, moving along. Let's talk about our trip. We'll be talking about this for the next several weeks. We have a lot to cover, but I thought, so we flew into Las, we had an uneventful flight on Christmas morning. I thought it would be somewhat worthwhile to talk about being in Las Vegas for Christmas. We flew in early on Christmas morning and we were there through the 29th. We got out before the New Year's Eve madness.
Don't expect any gifts from the gambling gods because they were not generous.
This is a brutal gambling trip.
Oh my God.
It's funny because after October, I could not book another trip quickly enough. I was just like, I didn't get my fill.
Yeah.
And this trip, I've barely even wanted to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready. But it's...
Video poker abused you that badly. Yeah,
it's just, I think a lot of our Vegas nerds can identify with this, and I know I've coached a few people through this situation. I've had it myself in the past, so it doesn't worry me, but it's one of those trips where the beat down was so great I'm just like, fuck, I don't want to think about it for a while. But like 3 weeks from now, I'll be like, when can I go? I know how this works, so I'm not, fear not, the podcast is not going anywhere.
We will return to Vegas.
Yes, we will
at some point.
In fact, doing the show, I'm like not ready to start looking at dates yet.
Right.
I'm getting back in the Vegas frame of mind, so that's good. So we had never been to Las Vegas this close to, it was actually on Christmas that we were there, but the closest we had been was probably
like the 1st or 2nd of December, Thanksgiving carryover.
Yeah. So this was different to see what the casinos did or didn't do for Christmas. It was busier than I expected.
Yeah. But it wasn't obnoxiously busy. It was just,
no, not obnoxiously, but the day we left, it was a lot more chill, I thought.
Really?
Yeah, the crowd seemed to be down.
Oh, I thought the day we left, it was starting to ramp up a little bit, because
maybe
it was more like just seeing the line for people to check bags.
I don't even remember
that. It was very long.
Just the first couple of days, I was very surprised at the crowds. I guess my expectations were that it might be a little more chill. Lots and lots of international families, more so than usual. Like the first couple of days, I'm like, I'm the only white dude here. what was interesting to see about that was that, first of all, there was a restaurant at the Flamingo Buffet, which is embarrassing.
Wait, no, a line, not a restaurant.
A restaurant? There was a line at the I was talking about lines of restaurants. Yes, there was a line. Yeah. Flamingo Buffet is still not a restaurant.
No.
Sorry.
Clarify that.
There was a line at Flamingo Buffet. But the lines at some of the other places, it's almost like an interesting social experiment, this city. Noodles at Venetian, which is an Asian noodle joint. Huge line of Asian tourists.
Yeah.
And then there's a Mediterranean place I know nothing about. A little food stand at the Bally's Grand Bazaar Shantytown.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a huge line there when we walked by.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's interesting to see how people migrate to whatever their comfort zone is, their familiarity, even when they're traveling somewhere where there are all these different things to try.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't be too surprised. I know, you know, people travel overseas and then order room service cheeseburgers and things like that. So, but it was just interesting to see that all in practice.
Yeah, there's a long line for the Paris buffet.
Yeah. The buffets were doing very, very good business.
Yeah, they were. But I don't feel like it affected a lot of what we were trying to do, which was nice.
No,
like the restaurants we went to, we were able to get in pretty quickly.
No, we didn't
have
any problem at all. And we didn't have plans like, let's go do a fancy meal on Christmas. I don't even remember what we ate on Christmas. It was just like any
Holstein's.
Other day. Oh, yeah.
Holstein
social hour.
But it was delicious.
I was also curious to see what sort of Christmas decor was up, and it varied. It wasn't super like Christmassy everywhere we went or anything, but a few places. Obviously, the Conservatory of Bellagio was very impressive.
Yes, it was. Do you remember hearing a lot of Christmas music?
No.
I don't either, which is fine with me.
Yeah, not really. The Conservatory, obviously, they changed their whole thing seasonally, and they had this like Christmas train thing. We buzzed through there really quick because it was very crowded,
and I was starting to feel kind of like,
yeah,
I did not want to be around people anymore.
It was Mosey Central at that
time. Oh, Jesus. It was Moseyers and people taking tons of pictures.
Yeah, which is normal there, but it was so crowded that you couldn't really enjoy anything.
And there were a lot of people this time taking pictures across walkways, and I'm like,
no.
Listen, do not expect me to stop for you. Just, I don't care. I don't care if I'm in your picture. You're the one causing the traffic problem here by taking it in a bad spot.
That's right. So yeah, we didn't really, even though it was very well done, I think our strategy was shitty. We should have gone early in the morning or something.
Yeah. And I sound crabby, but I wasn't bothered by the crowds that much.
No.
It's kind of weird. Like,
overall, you weren't. There you were, because you were...
Oh, yeah. That moment, I was not having a good
moment. I could tell. I'm like,
all right,
we're going to just go.
We're just going to go. Yeah.
The thing that surprised me, so...
She's getting crabby. Get her some tequila and some food quick.
other than the Conservatory at Bellagio, I was very underwhelmed with their Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've seen their Christmas stuff before when we've been there, like in January, mm-hmm. I think. And a lot of
or
times...
Or in November.
Yeah, the walkway from...
from
like
Caesars?
Through their shops.
Yeah.
A lot of times they have like a big Christmas tree,
yeah,
and garland, and
several
very
Christmas
nice.
Trees.
This year it was like a Vistaprint order.
Yeah.
There were, yeah, we need 24 vinyl banners with some berries and shit that we can just hang from. There were like 18x36 vinyl banners, and that
uh-huh.
was it.
Yeah.
And
it
they
was,
all looked the same. There
yeah.
was like two variations. It was so hastily thrown together,
mm-hmm.
which for Bellagio. There's been a discussion on the Facebook group about Bellagio's maintenance.
Oh.
MGM Resorts is the new Caesars.
Oh, God.
Caesars Entertainment under Gary Loveman, their previous CEO, like deferred maintenance was the way they went. That has changed under their new CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jim Murren and MGM Resorts is the one known for letting things fall to shit. And it's evident at...
Jim is not a hero in the maintenance
no,
department.
Fuck Jim. It's evident at Bellagio. They're half-assing it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the conservatory, which obviously they've got their shit together yeah. there. But
oh, yeah, they had some new stuff in the lobby, too. They had a new horse.
That's right. They didn't have the glitter horse. They had some other kind of thing yeah. I haven't seen before. Some other big... I don't know what that's all about. But overall, it wasn't very Christmassy
no.
in Bellagio.
Your favorite and my favorite, though.
As far as hotel
under...
decor?
Yeah.
So we went to Monte Carlo to check out the Park MGM transition and see how that was going, which mm-hmm. we'll talk about in a little bit. But the all they had was this lonely Christmas tree off in a corner. It was
yeah.
so sad.
It was really funny.
Like, well, we feel obligated to do something, so let's just put up this 10-foot Christmas tree and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing else around it, like just next to a construction wall.
Yeah.
It was the saddest of the Christmas displays that we saw while we were there. One of the other things for Christmas that we checked out was the Cosmopolitan Skating Rink, which they have up on the pool level, the Boulevard Pool. It was very popular, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small rink, but it was packed with people. And then surrounding it, all the parents watching their children skate on the rink. And it was rather festive. It was a nice
yeah.
thing. They have fire pits and stuff, which
yep.
you can...
You had to reserve those.
Yeah, you can pay to get a fire pit. Seat.
Yeah. I wanted to have a couple drinks up there, but
it wasn't conducive.
No.
I think
I wanted to have some festive nog.
I envisioned we would go up there, we'd plant ourselves at one of the bars and have a nice little festive time.
Yeah,
the
me too.
The problem is one of the bars was completely closed,
yep.
which they had enough people up there, enough customers that
it would have been
they should have been open.
Yeah.
And then the other bar had no seating. It was just mm-hmm. a walk-up bar.
Mm-hmm.
So That was kind of a drag. And then the other seating was like, well, some of this is reserved, some of it isn't. I wasn't sure exactly where we could sit.
Right.
So I'm like, ah, fuck this. Let's just go.
We're just going to go.
But I like it. I like that it's a novel thing for 1 month out of the year and that it draws people and is very popular and it's more holiday focused. And it's a neat thing that they do. So I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. Yeah. We'll keep bringing that back.
Speaking of the holiday, you had this in the notes, but I don't think we mentioned it. We just wanted to be extra appreciative of people working on Christmas so we could have fun.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So extra generosity on Christmas was kind of the theme. Like, yeah. I thanked people for working for us and we were more generous than, you know, but tipped a little bit more and all that sort of thing. But, and people were super appreciative of it. And the service we had was outstanding. It wasn't like people were like, oh, I'm working today. You know,
Cosmo especially, their service was great.
It absolutely was. I was very impressed with. We stayed at Cosmo, and we'll talk about that next week. But yes, every person we dealt with there was
super friendly.
It was great.
Yeah,
And we've stayed there before, but this one, for whatever reason, it just seemed like another level.
Yeah,
it was very nice to experience. All right. So speaking of Park MGM and Monte Carlo, thought we'd talk about that a little bit. And I don't want to give like. It's still very early in terms of their transition. It's going to be done sometime. I've seen a couple different things. At one point, I was seeing April of 2018, but a lot of their signs and stuff say end of 2018. So they've got a ways to go on their transition to the new Park MGM and Nomad hotels. But it's underway, and you can kind of get a flavor for what they're trying to do. I remember when Aladdin was becoming Planet Hollywood. We walked through there and was like, what the fuck? There's all this wood grain. It looks crazy. But it turned out nice. So I don't want to cast aspersions too extensively at this point. The end product might be nicer than I'm anticipating at
it
this
just
stage.
It looks really plain right now.
Yeah. Bland is very the word that
bland,
came to mind.
Yeah.
It's like cream and light green are the color schemes. It just seems super low energy for a casino.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel lively. But again, we'll see what the finished product is like. Right now, a lot of things are closed. The casino is very small. A lot of things are walled off. They only have a couple restaurants open within the actual hotel.
And there aren't a lot of signs pointing to the restaurants, like Vivette.
Yeah. It's
barely saw.
Hard. It's just, oh, there's a door there. I guess that's where the steakhouse is.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you have to go outside to the Park Plaza restaurants, if you're looking for something.
Plentiful, but...
Yeah, there's a few there. I wouldn't recommend staying there until this is done.
Yeah.
Because right now, if you're staying there, the casino sucks. There's not many restaurants. It just doesn't
you
seem
You might
like
have construction noise.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it would be a good experience, even though it's fairly cheap, and you can get one of the renovated rooms cheap, but the lobby is complete, so I wanted to see that. And it was hard to find. We walked through the whole thing, and I'm like, where the fuck is the lobby? And then we went back, and it was right where we, almost where we came in. It looks nice. It feels a little train station-y.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, not like a modern train station, like an old, you know, it's got a lot of, like wood features. That sounds weird, but it's, it feels kind of quaint.
Yeah.
The thing about it that is very evident, they are going all in on the self-check-in.
Oh, my God, yes.
The registration desk, compared to other hotels, is minuscule. It's like what the size of a, well, a little bit bigger than what the bell desk is.
Or like, what, 2-3 people?
Yeah. And then they have like 12, 15 kiosks, maybe even more than that. So they're forcing it now. And, you know, they've been putting in these self-check-in kiosks, but this is one where that's going to be the option. Unless you want to stand in line for a long time and talk to one of the two people behind the counter. But
yeah.
I'm curious how that strategy will go long term. There's going to be some frustrations from people who don't dig that, I'm sure.
And then you think about jobs, like they're not going to need as many.
Well, that's part of the reason they do all this stuff. And yet they're going to have a couple people standing there helping people with self-check-in because it's going to be a clusterfuck for a long time.
It's like when you go to a grocery store and use the self-checkout, there's always somebody there because there's always a way to fuck it up.
I hate those things. Unless I have like 3 items, I can't stand those. I like the concept, but I don't like the reality of it.
I like the ones at Target. I hate the ones at Cub, the grocery store.
Ah, noted.
Because I've got the Target system down.
Okay, I haven't used those. The We got a glimpse of the pools at the new pools at Park MGM from the monorail between Bellagio or the tram. It's not actual. Yeah. And then anyway, we could see it from a couple different places, and the pools are rather unimpressive for newly built.
Yeah. Again, maybe. Well, the shape of them is.
One of them looks like long and narrow, like a lap pool.
Yeah.
Like, weird choice.
I wonder what they're going to put around them.
I don't know. They didn't look right now. I was like, that's it. That's.
Yeah. But it's very underwhelming right now.
I think Nomad is doing a rooftop pool or something. Okay. I think. So I think there's going to be more. But as far as the Park MGM pools.
Yeah. It's like, here's your square.
Especially considering that they had, you know, they had a lazy river before.
Yeah.
It was kind of a mini Mandalay Bay almost in terms of some of the features they had. But yeah, this one seems like it's potentially a huge downgrade.
Yeah.
But, time will tell. So we'll see when it fully opens. But right now I'm like, this is not inspiring me to book a room for opening week after the whole thing is done.
Right.
Perhaps they will surprise us. There are some other hotels in the area that have been doing some renovations. One of the casinos that has been making some changes is Palazzo. And, you know, Palazzo has always felt a little warehouse-like.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed gambling there. They usually have a good selection of new slot machines. And for whatever reason, when we've played there, it's been an okay time.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through there this time, it felt even more sparse than usual. And I just wanted to get out.
Yeah. And they had a lot of stuff walled off.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't as open as it used to be. It just seemed very...
That part, like where they had the old escalator was walled off. And that just felt a little weird. But then they removed, I think it was a champagne bar.
Yeah.
They removed that, and that area was just like, there was nothing there. Uh-huh. So it felt very disconnected.
I was kind of intoxicated when we walked through there, so I don't remember a lot.
Yeah.
I just remember it feeling not great.
Yeah. We strolled through and we're like, no, I don't want to hang out here.
No.
So I don't remember where we went after that, but was that before or after
Casino Royale?
I think it might have been after, which was the reason that you were intoxicated.
Well,
I'm not sure.
It was an all-day thing.
We had a good time at Casino Royale, though.
Yeah, we did.
The other place that went through some renovations since our last visit was the Cromwell, and they've made a few changes there. They now, in addition to the main casino bar, what is that called? Interlude or something? Or maybe Interlude is the lounge.
Okay.
I don't know. I should know this. But anyway, the main casino bar, where we've played quite a bit, on the other side where the lounge is, they have video poker at that bar now.
Yeah.
And it's low seating. It's like a lower bar.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah. We hung out over there a little bit because we found out at the main casino bar, be very careful if you're planning on playing video poker. Some of the machines, especially on the left side of the bar, if you're facing the bar, are funky. They have
weird pay tables.
45 credit maximum bet.
No.
As opposed to 5 credits.
Yeah.
And if you do try to play, sometimes with those machines, it's okay though. If you just play 5 credits, you can still get like.
Get a decent jackpot, like the
This one is not the case. No. The Royal Flush was like what 1,500 credits or something for five.
Ridiculous.
It was whacked.
Yeah, it was bad.
So be careful when you're choosing machines at the Cromwell. But then we went around to the other side. Actually, the bartender told us, he's like, "Do you know about these machines?" And he held a couple machines for us on the other side. And we went over there. That lounge area. In addition to that, they now occasionally have live entertainment. So
what did you think of the live entertainment?
It was something. They had a small band playing. How would you describe the band?
Sparse. Wasn't there like a, I don't know, bass player and a drummer or something?
I think it was a 3-piece band, okay. But there was no audience. It was kind of sad.
It kind of was.
But if you're looking for live music in Vegas, and it was in the like late afternoon, it wasn't even at night, so. There's an option there. You might get some free entertainment.
Did you prefer the band to the onslaught of One Direction
songs? I would say yes. I would prefer the band to what they were playing on the casino sound system that day.
I would highly prefer the casino sound system.
I know. The other thing that was new at the Cromwell that we had not seen in its entirety before was this new sports book back near the valet area. And it's small, but they did a nice job with the sports book.
Yeah.
Comfy, lots of, well, not a ton, but the seating they have looks super comfy and loungy and good viewing, and you can see the screens from Bound if you want to sit at the bar over there. I like what they've done at the Cromwell.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed playing there, partly because it was the only place my money would last.
Yeah.
And
I always like playing there. Yeah, I have a good time there, even though I always get my ass kicked.
They have really good bartenders, just really good service. It's just comfortable, and I like it. I like it there a lot.
As do I, and I know we will return. I want to stay there again sometime soon.
Yeah, I do too. So yeah, I just really enjoyed playing at the bar there.
Yeah.
We did not play the bad tables, but...
The bad tables? Oh, the bad pay tables?
The bad pay
tables, yeah. The bar machines are fairly bad pay tables.
Yeah, but the like, the crazy 45 credit thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The bar, it's not full pay. It's no, not
they've
got even...
That one, they have that one bank of quarter machines that's decent. We did not but play
those.
But your
credits, your... points don't rack up as quickly on those, so it's a trade-off.
It's not that big of a trade-off. The points aren't worth as much as the blah blah blah, but anyway, the I typically play 50 cent or dollar, so that doesn't do much for me, but so yeah, that's some of the stuff from our trip. In the next few weeks, we'll talk about a bunch of other things, some of the restaurants we tried, our experience staying at Cosmo this time around, and just random stuff. We played a bunch of new slot machines that we're excited to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Did we record them? No.
No.
But we'll just talk about them.
We will talk about them. So, yeah, more trip stuff in the next few weeks. In the meantime, let's take a few phone calls, shall we? I've got a bunch, and we're not going to get through everything today, but
okay.
I pulled a handful. Let's start with this one.
Hey, Tim, Michelle. This is Chris. It's a first-time caller, long-time listener, that kind of guy. Fremont Street right now. I just dodged a hooker. I literally ran away. She's on me like Kryptonite Superman. So, I'm a golden nugget right now. She wasn't allowed in, which is great. Now I'm by myself. Hey, I'll call back with a better review of some decent restaurants, to Treasure Island this week. Some Cosmo action too, per your recommendation. So, hey, I'll call back and expect two more reviews. You use what you want and I'll, listen to you soon. All right, bye.
All right, we'll hear more from Chris shortly. I'm very, I'm interested in the hooker fear.
Mm-hmm.
The running away from a hooker. And, like, was the hooker, like, following zombie style? Like, everywhere he goes, there's this slow-moving prostitute lurking, coming in. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. It doesn't seem like they follow you, typically. Usually it's just like, no, if they know they're not going to get any money, they don't.
Then they'll move on to someone who might pay them more.
I didn't see a lot of... I wasn't paying that much attention, I guess, but some trips you see hookers everywhere. This one, I wasn't keyed in on that. Maybe they took Christmas week off. Hookers need Christmas love, too, in more than one way. All right, moving on.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, it's Rue from Denton, Texas, calling in with a trip report. Staying out at the Elko, I know it's pretty well-worn ground for you guys, but this is the first time I've stayed in one of their classic king suites. Nice bit of room here. Nice little couch and sitting area and such like that. You can't beat the price for $59 a night. Plus they tagged on a little free prime rib dinner, which I will go and collect later in the trip here. Gambling, not too much happening. A little bit more takey than givey. But having a good time out here for the big rodeo and lots of cowboys and cowgirls, so feeling like a home. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing well, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right.
Thanks, Rue.
I did hear from Rue afterwards that he had an equally shitty gambling experience to ours, unfortunately for him. All right, thanks for that report.
We were supposed to pick up the money that he left there. But
didn't work out.
No.
Nope.
I'm sure he will go into more detail on Denton, Dallas, and beyond as well.
Yep. Check out that podcast for more info. All right, next up.
Hey, Phil, Michelle. Guillermo from California.
Hello.
Just a quick note. Just got back from Vegas, and a couple things to note. Stayed downtown at the Golden Nugget. Typically the closest thing to the Strip. And it seems like they're making a lot of changes to keep that going. A couple things that deter me from probably staying there again, although I love the pool, is that the bars are now using the light counter thing that you see at the Caesars property. Drink tickets at the sports book, even though they run their own sports book. And even the beer selection when playing, low. Corona, Heineken, Bud, Miller. Nothing crafty, nothing more flavorful than that. So just... I don't know. Maybe they're going too much like the Strip. Wasn't very good. On the other hand, the Cal was great. The bars offered good drinks and good bartenders, and it was nicely lit. So I might be changing over from the Nugget to the Cow. Hope you guys have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, they've made that change at Golden Nugget a while ago.
I would like to see that not spread throughout downtown.
Agreed. We'll have another call about another place doing something similar in a couple minutes, but yeah, that's a drag. Now, of the systems, now...
Yes, let's discuss this.
Let's talk about that briefly. We've experienced the Caesars Light system before. Mm-hmm. We've experienced the Cosmo drink ticket system before.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Oh, I feel like the Caesars one, even though you don't really know when the light's going on, it's a better system because they come by and they're like, do you want a drink? And it's just a little more...
natural.
Yeah.
I've never been declined a drink at Caesars.
Right.
But I've been at Cosmo waiting for a drink ticket.
Me too. The drink tickets, sometimes they will spit out like crazy and sometimes they will not. Yeah. And this trip, they did not for me.
Yeah. We weren't getting a lot of them. So no. I don't know. I'm.
And I feel like that's part of the value when I'm playing there. So right. I will deal with the shitty pay tables for the convenience of playing at the bar so I can get more drinks, but
yeah.
If the drink tickets aren't spitting out, then...
Yeah, it was a downer.
Yeah. Yeah, so I prefer the Caesars method because it just seemed... It
feels like they've tightened up the Cosmo system a little bit too much.
Yeah, yeah. Boo. And the thing I like about downtown, it's like, oh, my glass is empty.
Your glass is rarely empty downtown.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for that report. Mm-hmm. Let's check in with Chris again.
Hey, Michelle. Again, Chris here. This is the second of three trip reports. I've ditched the hooker now. Long run there, but that's beside the point. Anyway, hey, me and my wife got here, and we on Thursday, per your recommendation, saw the stage door, which was incredibly scary.
Did we recommend stage door? I don't remember ever doing that.
I don't think we recommended it. I think we've mentioned it a few times, yeah. But... Yeah.
Anyway, glad it worked out for you.
Yeah.
Good, but incredibly scary. So we'll never do that again. And then Friday, we saw the show Love, which, again, it's like 10 years running. Great show. Tons of fun. If you like the Beatles, you got to see it. Just hands down. Followed that up by Sushi Samba in the Venetian Palazzo area. So that was good. It's good to see there. So we did the ballet. We did the ballet on Saturday, like the Nutcracker, which, even though Vegas actually has some real theater, which I did not understand at all. So that was unfortunate. Well, that was some Fremont Street action. That was good to go. And, so hey, that was our half our trip. We, parked ourselves at Treasure Island for half the trip. We're going to go down to Cosmo now. Well, I say now, but we did that 3 days ago. So my third call will be for my Cosmo report. I really appreciate your all's podcast. I love you guys. Hey, thanks, man. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that call. We do appreciate it. How do you feel about seeing ballet in Las Vegas?
Probably the same as I feel about seeing ballet anywhere else. I'm not really into it.
Not on the old to-do list, that's for sure. All right.
But so, if you enjoy it, that's awesome.
Sorry about the barking dog during that call, yeah. Too. We can blame our neighbor who might be listening to this show. His dog, his well-trained dog was out upsetting our...
Are not well-trained dog.
All right. So let's move along to that call I was mentioning about another drink system in place.
It's DJ from St. Paul here calling from somewhere around Ogden in Fremont Street from the latest installment of I Want to Love the Downtown Grand, but damn it, are they really making it hard. Played craps there, had some fun, had a good run. Decided to sit down at Furnace Bar, play some video poker, bought in, got a beer, played a bit. Beer was empty, figured, hey, how about another beer? And the bartender comes over, oh, you got to wait a couple more minutes. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, it's a 20-minute limit now, or minimum now, between beers. So I'm like, wait a minute, I know it's been 20 minutes since I last got the beer. So bartender proceeds to pull out his glasses, look at my receipt from the previous beer. Oh yeah, it's been 26 minutes since the last beer, and he begrudgingly gives me another beer, at which point I tip him, cash out, and tell your bosses that this is why you guys continue to fail. This is why the casino, as you can look See, bartender, look, bartender. No one is in here, even though some of us really, really try to like this place. You really, really make it difficult where not only do you have this bullshit 20-minute minimum, but the fact that you won't even give me the benefit of the doubt as to if I have waited said minimum, and you make me prove that I've waited 20 minutes for a beer. Good to see you guys this trip. Otherwise, it's been fun. The D, Cosmo, everywhere, except downtown Grand. The soundtrack, I guess I can say, it's cool. Bowie, for Styx, not a fan of everyone. But The Who, good classic rock tunes playing in downtown Grand. Again, want to love the place, but stop scrum. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, so the problem with this system as opposed to all the other annoying systems like the drink tickets and the lights, this is entirely dependent on somebody keeping track of time.
Yeah.
It's not practical.
No.
So, no. If you're going to implement this, which don't.
No,
then
don't.
Fucking pay for a system. Don't be half-assed about it. Downtown Grand's management, they don't, I don't understand them at all.
Yeah.
It seems like they've got the hotel thing somewhat figured out, but mm-hmm. it seems
but
like
the casino is a shit show.
I know. Like, what the fuck are you doing over there?
Yeah.
So
do you not want people to play?
I know. That's just all you're going to do is piss off your customers
mm-hmm.
by doing something like this, especially when it's dependent on some guy's watch.
Yeah.
So super annoying.
And some people are going to be like more subtle about it. Like the bartender could have been like, oh, okay. You know, they're close enough to 20 minutes, whatever.
Right.
And just give them the beer. But if you're going to be, you need to be, you know, you ordered it at 19 minutes and 59 seconds.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. Not cool.
No, it's not good.
All right. Next caller.
Hey, this is Carol from Kentucky. Doing real good. I'm at New York Hotel. And so far, so good. I got a small room at Century Tower. Nice, clean, does a job. Not going to have Tigers and Mike Tyson in the area. So, hey, why not? Nice, clean room. It'll do. You know, I just got back from the area spa. They do a good job on the facial. If you're not a person who's staying at the area, it's $100. But if you get their facial for $115, it's like having your privileges for free. Plus, you get to have a facial. Anyway, by the way, this week, give you a heads up, the spa and Haman at the Cosmopolitan, the steam room is closed, so that's why I didn't went there today. Anything else is pretty good. I went to eat over at the Steak Shake Stack, and I'm going to eat at the 9-5 Fine Irishman tonight. I'll let you know what's going on. You take care. See you later.
All right. Thank you for your report. Glad you're having a good time. We walked through New York this time for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm. We even had a drink at one
Stopped
of the bars.
And had a drink. It was a lovely time. We don't go in there very often for some reason, but it was lively.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't inspired to gamble, but I enjoyed hanging out there briefly. Their sports book continues to puzzle me because it's so shitty.
Oh, it's so bad.
Why would they not? I wonder if New York is... So MGM Resorts has made it clear that they're planning on renovating some other stuff once they're done with Monte Carlo, and it seems like everybody's assuming it's going to be Luxor and Excalibur, but I wonder if New York might be a candidate as well. Seems like they could make some worthwhile changes. My only fear there is that they would completely wipe out the remaining New York-y related things from the original theme, which would be stupid, but that's probably what they're going to do. I feel like they'll probably tackle Excalibur first
mm-hmm.
and find ways to mess that up and then make the whole thing beige and green. All right, let's check in with Chris a final time.
Hey, Tim, Michelle. It's Chris again. It's my third and my last report here. It's close to 3 a.m. Hey, I just want to tell you about my check-in at Cosmo there and my last 3 days here on the Strip. It's been great. Cosmo check-in was fantastic. A girl named Elizabeth helped us out. That's a great view, a terrace suite view. Awesome stuff there. Should recommend the mid-level. So I recommend to all our listeners, mid-level is the way to go on the 37th floor. Fantastic view. So I'd recommend that hardcore. We saw Michael Jackson 1, which I'm not a huge MJ fan, but hey, that was a great show. I definitely see it again. I can't say enough about that. We did the Cosmo Buffet for the breakfast or the brunch. That was amazing. That's great stuff there. Met some friends right at that night for Beauty and Ethics. That place is weird as shit, but really cool. Like tapas. Tapas was our theme this entire trip. Expensive tapas, but really good tapas. Like, you know, just to get share with a friend. Of course, I took them down to the Chandelier Bar after that. Me and our friends, of course. Had the verbena per your recommendation. Awesome, of course. Followed by the next day, we woke up, and my wife was insistent on drinking and going bra shopping. So we did that at the fashion show mall. Yeah, that was a great, great time there. Well, for her, not necessarily for me, but we bought some Disney stuff for my nieces and nephews, so that was great, too. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, man. So my wife is awesome because after 15 years of marriage, she set an alarm, so we went to bed at 10 o'clock like old fuckers. And now I'm awake at, well, it was midnight, and she woke me up and said, hey, go on the strip. It's your last night here. Have a great time by yourself, and I'll see you in the morning. So that's how awesome my wife is. I assume Michelle's the same way. Hey, I love your podcast. Enjoy listening to y'all, and I'm out. Bye.
All right. Thanks for your calls this week, Chris. We do appreciate it, and thanks to all of our callers. All right. Before we wrap things up, we have a few more people to thank for some karma donations this week, including our good friend Donnie Mack, who we happened to hang out with briefly in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. He said, holy crap, I've already been here 36 hours and forgot my karma donation. You guys know this, as we had cocktails last night. I was wondering why I wasn't winning and realized it must be because I forgot to get a dose of 500 karma, or FHK, phonetically pronounced fuck for short. Karma for all. Well, I hope that worked out for you.
Yes.
We had no karma during this trip. Mm-hmm. Christopher with karma donation for a bachelor party coming up in about a week. Thanks to my boys, Kenny, Dante, Chris, Travis, and Thomas, and thanks to podcasting's Tim and Michelle for all your hard work, great advice, and grade school humor. Vegas, baby. I hope you have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Hope you guys get into some shenanigans. And finally, Mo from Jenks, Oklahoma, longtime listener and supporter of the show. Karma donation for a couple trip. Mid-January. First January trip ever. Bumped it up from his standard March Madness trip. We've seen him a couple times during March Madness when we've been there. He included a picture of when we met him, I believe, the first time at Golden Gate, because he wanted to make sure that I remembered. I don't necessarily remember that picture being taken, but I remember running into him like the next time around, I think. So I know who you are, Mo. this time with wife in tow and another couple. Keep up the great work. Michelle, keep loving Tim. Tim, keep loving Michelle. Let's all keep loving Vegas. Oh, a nice little nice little sign off.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try. It's going to be harder on her than it is on me.
Loving you or loving Vegas?
Loving me mostly. All right. Thank you, to everyone for supporting the show. We do appreciate all of that. Anything else before we wrap things up?
Nope.
All right. So happy 2018. Happy 13th anniversary of the podcast. And, I hope everybody enjoyed all the extra effort I put in pulling clips and inviting our live guests back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can expect more of the same in future shows.
Yes.
13 fucking years. Do you believe this shit?
No.
That's a crazy amount of time.
Yeah.
That's more than a quarter of my life.
Wow.
Doing this podcast. I know. That's a lot. But we continue to love it and embrace it. And All right. 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500gmail.com is the email address. Twitter, I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. Of course, that voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night, at 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back very soon with another show. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.